The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aisling Larkin is back with me, the TV chef and a mindful eating coach, to talk about garlic, I understand. Is that right?
Yes, but not just garlic, roast garlic.
Oh, specifically roast garlic.
Specifically roast garlic.
Okay.
Garlic is a thing of magic. Like, okay. Beautiful. And when you roast it, it just turns into something absolutely awesome. So I have some gorgeous recipes that we're going to kind of get to, but we've got a tomato tartatin with roast garlic. I've got the most awesome Caesar dressing that has roast garlic in it. Garlic bread with roast garlic. And my famous hummus with miso roast veg.
Oh, all delicious. Tempted to jump straight in. But let's talk a little bit about garlic. Most people, I'd wager, are just used to frying their garlic, you know, or the start of a bolognese or whatever. It just goes into the pan. So roasting, what's the process?
And the problem with doing that on the pan is sometimes we go too high.
Oh, it smells delicious, which I just put in front of me there.
So too high. So that's a little bit of the confit garlic. And you basically burn it and it turns kind of bitter and really not nice. So the safest way to do it is low and slow with oil. So you can either take a bulb of garlic, wrap it in tin foil and roast it in the oven.
Yeah.
If you're doing that, you must put oil over it, because what happens if not, you just gather this like pocket of steam in the tin foil, and it kind of goes a bit soft. It stays white. It goes a bit kind of fibrous. It's actually really not nice at all. Whereas the oil causes the Maillard's reaction, causes the caramelization.
Dribble the oil over the garlic in the tin foil, wrap it up and still pop it in.
Boom, done. And then you just pop out each little clove. And it's gorgeous. And that will last like for 2 or 3, 4 days in the fridge.
Okay.
You can just keep it wrapped up. The confit garlic, though, is something that has been, I suppose, very much the remit of like a restaurant for a very long time. And we wouldn't do it a lot at home. It's so easy to do. So you take a saucepan.
Yeah.
Oil in your sauce, but not olive oil or extra virgin, like neutral oil, like something like sunflower oil, vegetable oil. And if you're going to do it, do a big volume while you're doing it, because it does take a little bit of time. So pop out your cloves of garlic, peel them and put each individual clove into the oil. So let's say you're using an induction hob and it goes from 0 to 10. You're putting it on like number 2 or 3. So
low heat.
And let it cook for about an hour. And what happens is what you have in front of you, which is this bulb of garlic that's golden, mellow, squishy, soft. And then you store it in olive oil. And I sprinkled actually just a little bit of sea salt in there as well. And then keep them in a jar. Now, there's a risk if you leave them on the counter that they can cause botulism. So it is really important.
Right.
Yeah, no, note, just note there.
Okay.
It's really important that you store them in the fridge. But in the fridge, 2 weeks.
Wow.
And my point is that when you have it in the fridge, you use it in everything.
Right, let's talk about what we've used it in.
I'm going to start you really simple. Garlic bread.
Okay.
So
this is garlic bread now, not as we know it.
Not at all. It doesn't even look like the same garlic bread. So it's a little bit of sourdough and it's just toasted. And then I put a little bit of butter on it. And then I just took the bulb of confit garlic and basically mashed it on top. Tiny little sprinkle of that salt with a little drizzle of the oil over the top. Like, that's not like normal garlic bread, sure.
No, it's lovely.
But isn't it absolutely delicious?
It looks like fried onions. It kind of looks, if you glance, like you've just fried onions on bread.
Absolutely. And it has, and it's because you're associating that with that kind of caramelization and the softness of the onions. But it's like next level garlic bread. And I suppose that's the transformative thing about roast garlic versus a regular garlic. It's just not the same. You're literally not having the same conversation. It just, it changes the flavour.
And you've just got regular butter under that.
Yeah. You need a bit of regular butter with a little bit of oil and a little bit of salt.
That is good.
But it is lovely. So next up, I'm going to give you my hummus. So this is my hummus with my miso roast vegetables. So again, you know me, it's like trying to always get in those extra plants, eat 30 plants a week. But while we're still eating, you know, meat if we want. Actually, there's no meat here today and it's amazing because you wouldn't even miss it. So what I do is I make my hummus. So I serve this at all of my wellness events and my wellness days. And it is the recipe that time and time again, people are like, oh my God, what did you do? Full recipes on my website. But what I do with the miso veg is chop up courgette, pepper, onion, aubergine, a little bit of oil, and then the garlic. So I leave the garlics in the cloves, so each individual one, roast them in their skin, and then those veg go on. A lot of recipe books will always tell you roast vegetables, 25 minutes, 35 minutes. They're on for about an hour and 10 minutes.
Oh, really?
See how caramelized they are? They're sticky, they're sweet, they shrivel up and they shrink, but they're just, that's where you're getting that amazing flavor from. And a tiny little bit of miso paste, which we've spoken about before, which is this umami.
Umami.
Exactly. That just brings this extra layer of kind of savouriness. Then you squeeze the little roast garlic out in with your veggies. I do like a bit of food prep on a Sunday just to kind of keep us organised, keep everything going. And that's one of the things I do every Sunday. I do my hummus and I do my roast veg. And I will toss those roast veg into salads. You know, you can even toss them in with a little tin of tomatoes and make a soup out of them. But just like that, with a little cracker at lunchtime, bit of bread, salad on the side, your roast veg, your hummus. It's just delish.
Yeah.
Isn't it gorgeous?
It is so good. I could easily eat that for the week.
I love it. I really do. I think it's such a winner. And it's simple, but again, it's like it's full of whole grains, it's full of fibre, you're getting your veg in, and it's just the roast garlic takes it from something that could be quite ordinary to something really lovely. So I do love that.
Okay.
I'm going to move you on to the salad next.
Okay.
I mean, I've one hand in the bowl here. I'm almost like, I just want maybe you to give me the fork and I might just eat this today.
All right, okay.
This is so good. I am so excited for you to have this.
Okay.
It looks like the most simple salad, but like, just wait till you taste it.
Looks like we've got like kind of bacon, crispy onion.
Yeah.
Lettuce, lovely dressing.
So I'm going to tell you about the dressing. So these are local salad leaves. One thing I would encourage everybody to do all summer is just see if you can find a local person who sells salad leaves or grow a few of your own.
Dressing is lovely.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I know.
Mm.
And it's kind of cheaty, which is really good.
Okay.
So it is a take on a Caesar dressing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Jar mayonnaise. Take a few dollops of mayonnaise. And this is ad hoc now. I will write a full recipe and I'll put it up on the website. But if you don't want to follow the recipe, do it yourself. A couple of big tablespoons of mayonnaise in a bowl. Into that, a little drop of Worcester sauce.
Yeah.
Two anchovies, diced up really, really finely. Put those in. Little teaspoon of capers.
Mm-hmm.
Big crack of black pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Grate of Parmesan cheese. So what I would do then is put that in my food processor and just blitz it up so it gets super, super fine as a dressing. Little splash of water to loosen it all out.
Yeah.
Put that over your salad leaves. And what I did with the bacon was I took a whole packet of smoked streaky bacon, diced it up really finely, put it in a cold pan, allow the pan to come up to a medium heat. So again, if you're talking 0 to 10, you're like at number 4, 5 or 6 in around that.
Okay.
That bacon was on for about 20 minutes.
Really? Just at that medium heat?
Because people sometimes think if you want crispy bacon, oh, hot and high, get it done fast, crisp it up. It doesn't work. You need to render out the fat slowly. And what I had was I was tilting my pan, I was scooping out all the fat, getting rid of all the fat. We don't want that fat.
Yeah.
And you just scoop that all out. But what you're left with is this, like it's almost like a crispy breadcrumb. It's so crisp, the bacon. Yeah. And it stays crispy, which is really lovely. And it's just the simplicity of grated Parmesan cheese, crispy bacon, crispy onions, fresh salad leaves. That, like, isn't that just stunning for such a simple, simple dish? But again, it's the roast garlic that goes into the Caesar dressing. So as I said, it's the mayonnaise, the Worcester sauce, the capers, the anchovies, the roast garlic, Parmesan, black pepper. So it's a couple of, I suppose, bold, big ingredients. And you kind of, the first mouthful when you take it, I had a taste and you kind of go, oh, it kind of almost commands your attention.
You kind of,
but then you just keep going back for more and more.
I'm nearly finished.
See? And that was a big bowl of salad.
Yeah.
It's delicious. And like, what a great way to get so many kind of fresh veggies into you.
Mm.
And like, that's only, like, the other thing about that dressing is a little bit goes a long way. There's about a teaspoon and a half of that dressing over that big bowl of salad leaves, which is really good.
Do you know what's great? We did get some meat in.
We did get meat in. I forgot there was bacon in that, actually.
Ooh.
But isn't that the lovely thing? And I know we talk about it so much every week. We're moving away from that thing of meat is the star of the show on the plate. Meat was the garnish there.
Yeah.
You know? And the leaves, the freshness of them, and the dressing was actually the, you know, that was the star of the show. And the meat just became the garnish. And I love that. I think that way of moving about how we think about eating is really, really important.
We still have one more to go.
We do. This is roast garlic and tomato tart tatin.
Okay.
So tart tatin we normally know as an apple tart tatin. So it's a really classic French dessert.
Yeah.
So what you do is you caramelise your apples in a little bit of sugar and butter. So you put sugar and butter in your pan, pop your apples in, you sit puff pastry on top. You bake it like almost like upside down in the oven and then you flip it out. So with this, we've gone with tomatoes.
There's sun-dried tomatoes in there or something, or is it just tomato?
Just tomatoes.
Oh, it's lovely.
Isn't it?
Just the way it cooks.
Yeah. So what you do is you get a pan first and put a tablespoon of butter and a tablespoon of balsamic vinegar in the pan. Allow that to bubble up. You want it to form like a syrup.
Yeah.
Like a balsamic syrup. Then have your tomatoes all sliced. Pop your tomatoes in. Now, there's two ways of kind of going about it. And I actually did it both ways and I didn't notice a whole load of difference, but with your one, actually, what I had done was I cooked the tomatoes first. So put a little bit of oil in the pan, cooked them for maybe 3 or 4 minutes, took them out, did another batch, took them out, because they kind of do release a lot of water. So you want to get rid of that water and concentrate down that flavour. Mm. That's why you're associating it with the sun-dried tomato, because it's the concentrated flavour.
Yeah.
And then I put the balsamic and the butter in, pop the tomatoes back in, buy a roll of shop-bought puff pastry.
Okay.
Sit that on top.
Yeah.
Kind of tuck it in around the edges, prick to the top with a fork to release the steam. In the oven, 20 minutes, boom, job done.
That's it.
It's like the easiest thing. And doesn't it look kind of impressive?
It looks very impressive.
So when it comes out of the oven, you let it sit for 10 minutes, run a kind of a little knife or a spatula around the edge, sit a plate on top. I'm doing the actions here and nobody else can see me. Flip it over. And then while it's still a little bit warm, I just grated over a little bit of farmhouse Irish cheese, like a kind of a strong one. It had a tiny little bit of fenugreek in it.
Okay.
So it's just this tiny hint of spice with the kind of creaminess and the richness of the cheese. And then I just served it with a little dollop of pesto on the side.
Three empty plates.
Did well, Kieran. Studio. You did well.
That's not bad. That is not bad going. Aisling Larkin, pleasure as always. If you want to find out any more information, as Aisling said, we got the rough and ready version of the salad dressing, but there'll be a kind of a more detailed version up online at Aisling Larkin on various social media. You'll find her there. We'll talk to you at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.